Oh, excuse me. I think there are some open seats up in the balcony if you need them.
Oh, Delilah, I see you met Mary and Joseph.
Whack! From the Bible story?
Yes, from the Bible story. They're not the real ones, but we like to reenact the Bible story, bring it to life a little bit. Look, there's shepherds and an angel, the whole bit.
Oh, I didn't mean to sit in their spot. You should have said something. Should I duck out?
I think you're just fine. They're actually heading out right now. Thank you all so much for your time. Really love having you with us. Thank you again. You know, Delilah, Mary and Joseph are used to not having a place of their own.
Oh, that's right. The Bible story said that there is no room for them anywhere. And this lady was about to have a baby. That really ruffles my feathers, Pastor Brad.
You know, it's an important reminder for all of us, right? So God sends hope and peace and love and joy. God sends Jesus. But do we have room in our lives?
I know I don't have any room in my nest for a human baby.
Oh, no, I don't mean like a human baby. What I mean is, we can be so busy, we can be so distracted and focused on other things and obsessed with stuff, we can fill up our lives with other things so there isn't room.
Oh, wow. That'll preach, Pastor Brad.
Yes, it will.
Here we are, humanity, since the beginning of time, wanting all of this stuff from God, and then when it shows up, we don't even have room.
But we can make room, Delilah.
That sounds really nice. It's the right thing to say, I'm sure, but can I be honest?
Well, I would appreciate your candor, Delilah.
Will we really do it? Will we make the changes in our lives to make room for the gifts God gives us?
Ooh, will we really? I believe we all want to. I believe we all want hope and peace and love and joy in our lives. And tonight, we've already made a little room in our lives because we showed up. We made time to be here and watch from home. However we're connected, we made the room to start. And that's how it starts.
So does it have to all be at once?
Oh, I don't know anyone who's ever pulled that off, Delilah. It's all about making the changes where we can and as we can. It's a process to make room for all that God gives us. Remember when the scripture said the people were walking?
Yeah, walking in the darkness.
It didn't say they arrived, did it? It said they now had a great light, and we are still on our journey. And now God's hope and peace and love and joy, they light the path, and the life of Jesus will show us the way.
So Christmas isn't here and gone. It's not just a single day. You get it or it's gone. It's not like Toyotathon.
No, it's not like a limited time offer thing. Christmas is a way of living. The hope and peace and love and joy are things we try for every single day. Honestly, that's why Christmas comes every year, so we can keep trying.
You know, I fly south for the winter every year. I take the same path every time, and there are places I like to stop because they have what I need to care for myself. Is Christmas sort of like that? It's like a place to come year after year to get what we need to keep going.
I like that, Delilah. Christmas is a place we can return time and time again to get the hope and the peace and the love and the joy that we need for our journey. Maybe we could ask Miss Jenny to offer a prayer about that.
When we do prayers with our children, we use a repeat after me style. I invite you to join. Dear God.
Dear God,
thank you so much.
Thank you so much
for the gift of Christmas.
For the gift of Christmas.
May we receive.
May we receive
your hope and peace.
Your hope and peace.
And your love and joy.
Your love and joy.
Not just at Christmas.
Not just at Christmas.
But every day.
But every day.
And as we remember the story,
as we remember the story,
may we always remember.
May we always remember.
Jesus loves us.
Jesus loves us.
Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Thank you, Miss Jenny. And you know, Delilah, I'm so glad you flew by tonight. I really appreciate that you could be with us.
Oh, thanks so much for making room for me.
Well, you know, Delilah, we always say we're building a home where all belong. And if we didn't make room for you, that would certainly be a foul.
Well, Pastor Brad, did you just try to make a duck joke?
Try?
You quack me up. Not your joke. That needs work. But I love that you're trying. We might just be birds of a feather.
You know, that reminds me about another special thing for Christmas, Delilah. You know, all of us here, every single kid, adult, and duck, we may not be literal birds of a feather, but all of us are connected.
Wait, did you accept my friend request on Facebook?
No, I mean in a very real way. Do you remember the candles at the beginning?
Oh, of course. The candles of hope and love and peace and joy were good. And then that Christ candle came in and it was great.
Well, those candles and the light of those gifts, it isn't just for one person.
Of course not. That glow shines all around. It shines on all of us.
That is well said, Delilah. Hope, peace, love, and joy shine for all of us. The gift of Jesus at Christmas isn't just for one person. It's for all people.
I really wish that there was a way for all of us to take that light home with us.
Well, you know, we can't actually take the candles home, but we can take a moment here and for folks at home to sort of remember that light is shared.
How does that work? Is this an audience participation component to this whole thing?
There sure is. In a few minutes, I'm going to take that Christ candle, and I'm going to carry it down, and some helpers from the church, they're going to come and get light from it on their candles, and they're going to go from person to person, row to row, and even the folks at home are going to get candles, and we'll all have this glow of the light.
So that one little flame over there with that little flickering fire is going to move from candle to candle until the whole room is filled with its light.
It sure is. And as cool as that is, we don't just do it because it's neat.
It's more than neat.
Yes.
It's a reminder that the gifts we receive, the hope, the peace, the love, the joy, they are all the kind of gifts we can give away without losing.
That's exactly right. When we share God's love, we get to keep it even while we give it away.
It just multiplies and grows bigger and brighter. I want to see that more than just with candles. I want to see that in our lives and in our world every day.
I completely agree, Delilah. And just like I said, I'm on a journey to make room for God's gifts in my life. It sure helps when someone else shares those gifts with me again. So if I forget or I'm having a bad day, they show up one more time.
That's right. We are on this journey together. Just like we will pass the light around the room, just like someone might relight a candle if it burns out, we can pass hope and peace around. We can share joy again if someone loses it.
You know, Delilah, you've really helped make Christmas special for me this year. Thank you so much for making time for us.
Well, there may not be a duck in the Christmas story, but Christmas is a part of my story now.
Hmm.
Merry Christmas, Pastor Brad.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everyone.